for months. This is SRN News.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Passionate about sports? Want to talk college, prep, or pros? It's time to enter the Sports Zone with Patrick Hyland. Call in. Tell Patrick how you see it. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now, your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right. Welcome into the zone. That's the Sports Zone here on a beautiful Sunday morning in Tampa Bay, Florida, March the 5th. And it's a little bit after 11 o'clock. People heading into church. Thanks for listening to AM 860 and people that are leaving. Check us out. Stay tuned. We're going to have an exciting show for you. But as I love to start the show off every week, got to thank our military. Freedom isn't free. God bless those men and women out there. Also, our first responders, very important. And the doctors and nurses out there, really helping out the people, trying to make this society a lot better. And then we don't give our men and women in blue enough credit. And it's a shame because all they want to do is do a job and be a peace officer, not a police officer. Okay, and do a good job, obey their commands, real simple. They're just asking you to follow the law. And on that note, I have a special guest, Chase Harrison, in studio today. Chase, you were in the military, you were on the police department, and now you're trying to make a difference with our city council. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Patrick.
So, you ready for Tuesday, my man?
Absolutely, and we're looking good going into this.
All right, man. It's going to be close. It's three of you, right?
Four.
Four of you. And the deal is, if there's not a 50% or more for one of you, there'll be a runoff, and when will that would occur?
April 28th, so we have another month and a half almost.
Okay. So is it just the two top that get it? Okay.
That's correct.
So, I mean, it could get really silly. I mean, Scott Levinson's here with me today. Scott, good morning. How's everything going?
Good morning. It is a wonderful weekend. It's been a great weekend and having a good time.
Well, the reason I had Scott introduce himself right there is, I mean, he lost by less than a point twice. I mean, that's just crazy, unheard of.
That takes talent, baby.
Yeah.
That takes talent.
No, it takes redistricting is what that takes. So anyway, to say the least. Well, what I'm getting at is,
I wasn't going
to
go bitter, but okay.
I like telling it like it is. Yes. So you have to be more politically correct than I do. So
Not anymore.
That's right. Not anymore. Thank God. So, no, the point I was getting at is, I mean, if they all get 25%, then that would be counting the votes. I know that's not realistic, but it sounds funny in theory, to say the least. What's realistic, Chase? You must have a pulse on what's going to occur. Are we looking at a 40, a 30, and the other two getting 15? How do you think it's going to break down?
Well, the polling is all over the place.
Okay.
The latest poll, they only polled 450 people. Okay. And it showed that I had 7%, which is statistically impossible that I only had 21 and a half votes.
Yeah, okay.
So
these polls, what a joke. Now, that's an important question, though. It's just the city of Tampa that can vote on this.
That's correct.
There's no other voting outside the city of Tampa tomorrow, is there?
No.
Good, okay.
Plant
City starts next week. I don't want to forget my buddy, Mr. FanDuel. Man of the hour, Josh Levinson. Good morning to you.
He's the only
man.
One in here that can actually vote in tomorrow's race.
That's right.
Or Tuesday, I'm sorry.
Or tomorrow, right?
Today and Tuesday.
Okay, Monday's an off day. Okay. Have you voted yet, young man?
I have not. I like actually going. I like actually going in, going to the booth on election day, all that. I totally support the early stuff for people that aren't as flexible as
me. Why did you have to ruin it?
What? I didn't do
nothing. I'm just saying. Okay.
Hold on, mark that time. First shot fired at 11:05:51. Go ahead.
Man, Doggone it, you know? If you can sit at Walmart for an hour, I think you can sit at the polls for an hour. Just saying.
He said he's voting in person.
I know, but then he had to give the out to the people that want to be lazy and mail it in or vote early.
At least this time you had to request it.
Oh, well, there
they go. Last time you didn't have to.
Well, there's a start. God bless America. Well, we will get into sports here, but I do want to just do a little bit more with Chase, and then we're going to do more during the show with Chase also. Chase, how many people do they say realistically will vote in this election?
I would say no more than 15,000 people.
15,000 people, wow.
Yep, it's a very low turnout, and there's not a mayor on the ballot. Well, there's one on the ballot and one for a write-in, but that's it. Not
that's
much
why.
Of a choice.
Yeah, there's not much of a choice, so correct. People aren't going to go vote for the mayor. If there was a real race for mayor, you might double that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think in my case, what's kind of odd, there's 22 candidates for 7 seats. I'm the only veteran on the ballot.
Wow.
Which is an anomaly with a base being here in town.
Yes, it is, very much so. Now, you know, it's funny you would bring that up, and I'm sorry I'm making it a political show a little bit, folks, but this is important. I wish we would have, I would be able to vote, you know, because what happens in the city does affect me being outside of it. I don't understand that logic, but, you know, it is what it is. Not every place is like that, and I wish we would adapt that a little differently. But anyway, it's going to be an interesting Tuesday, to say the least, and see what occurs and what happens. Chase, I'm obviously wishing you the best.
Thank you.
But, the military thing you brought up was funny. I'll never forget some cool pictures I saw. They said our last 8 presidents, right? Here's the uniform they wore. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. And you had John F. Kennedy, say what mm-hmm. you want, Democrat, Lyndon Baines yep. Johnson. They all served all the way up to Slick Willie.
Yep.
No Slick Willie and Obama. They had Slick Willie in a Playboy outfit and Obama in some African gear. So it was pretty funny, to say the least. That's their uniforms.
There you go.
So, no, we need more people that are veterans running, to say the least. But, we'll get into sports now, folks. We'll take your calls at 877-969-8600, then we'll finish up. We'll take your calls if you'd like to ask Chase a question. Please do. 877-969-8600. I do encourage everybody to get out there and vote Tuesday, to say the least. And, Josh, I'm proud of you for going to the polls on Tuesday and voting, young man. Good job. Good job, buddy. Any fantastic news in FanDuel to share with the folks right now?
Nothing too crazy. You know, this is a really, really fun time of year, for sports in general. You've got so much going on. We got golf every weekend now. You've got the college basketball, NBA, NHL, F1 going on. There's a lot. The John Jones fight last night and that whole card. So lots of action happening,
to say the least. And minor league baseball, Scott Levinson. Give me an update.
On minor league baseball.
I'm just messing with you. Spring.
I got to tell you.
Spring training.
I have been watching. I can't lie. I have found my new favorite baseball team.
Oh, okay.
Not that I don't like the Rays, but I have found.
Can I guess?
You're going to guess, so go ahead.
I get 3.
Guessing. You don't need
You three. Only need one.
You need one.
Is it in Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would it be in South Georgia? Well,
yeah.
Southeast Georgia.
Yeah.
Just above Jacksonville.
Maybe.
The Bananas.
Absolutely.
I
they have been having a bunch of old Hall of Famers come out, hit, you know, Johnny Damon.
Yes.
Was there last week and grounded out to short. His wheels aren't what they were, so they throw him out, you think?
You think, right.
And who did they have? They had a pitcher come in, 78 years old.
I love it.
God, I forgot. Might have been Phil. And he came in, and he threw to one batter. He threw the high ball in for a strike, and then he grooved one in about 70-something miles an hour.
That's funny.
Guy at 78 years old, guy grounded out to short.
Hey.
He got his one out, and he walked off. But I just
they're making
it fun.
Savannah Bananas is what we're talking about. If you YouTube them, it'll make you laugh.
They're just fun.
It's just fun, especially for minor league ball.
My youngest brother on my mom's side goes to school at the Savannah College Arts and Design, so he actually goes to the games, and he says it's a blast. You know, they dress up in the banana costume, and it's a really, really good time. They really enjoy it, and we talk all the time about baseball and all the different things they're doing to try to make it fun and exciting. And obviously, it's a minor league team, and that's what you got to do. You got to add some pizzazz to it. I'm not saying the Rays should adopt some of the tactics and things that they do, but if you ever have a chance to watch them on ESPN, it's a lot of fun. Speaking about these rule changes, the games are going by quick.
I love it.
Like, you know, on average, around 30 minutes faster, I want to say. And they still got some tweaks that they need to figure out, of course. Anytime you change stuff, it's got me shoot. NFL still doesn't even know what a catch is, for crying out loud. But
exactly.
As far as with the pitch clock and a lot of these outs and different things. So there will be some tweaks. People are going to need to be patient with it. But
I saw my first delay. I don't even know what they call it. What do they call it, Josh? I saw my first batter get rung up for a third strike and for delayed getting in the box.
Delayed getting in the box, absolutely. 15-second rule, bye-bye. Get in the box, hit the ball. You know, I mean, I love it. I just love the change. I mean, I like Josh's point, though. This might be something to look at. In the ninth inning, during the regular season, I'm going to turn the clock off and let's play ball. Because I don't want that deciding the game. So I'll give you one inning, two. You want to, it's the last.
You know what? I'm okay with that. I mean, think about
it. You think it should be the whole game? Are you okay?
Well, let's look at, it's not hockey's the only major sport that doesn't have it. Football, you're on a clock. Basketball, you're on a clock.
Yeah.
I sort of like it.
Well, not only that, but in football, you have the two-minute warning, and then they do start calling things a little differently in the past. I'm not talking about the refs. The rules do change in terms of like running clocks and things like that in the final 2 minutes and 5 minutes, depending on the half.
Exactly.
In basketball, depending on where it is in the half and different things like that, the clock, they do have little tweaks and things. So
I'm referring to the shot clock and the play clock.
Right.
You know, you got 24 seconds, shoot the ball.
Yeah, no, it was great that they did that.
And then with the Lightning, just talking about hockey, Cooper benching the boys last night.
Yeah,
what was up with that?
We've been in a skid. We haven't been playing too well. I think he was trying. I mean, the game was decided. It was 5-1 or something like that. But I think he's trying to get some spark into him, trying to light him up. It's been in the past, it was basically if we lost one game, two games, we'd be back for that third one with a vengeance. But
we better hope and pray that the Boston Bruins hit their peak here in about 2 weeks, or they're going to run away with it. They're that good.
They're fantastic. And now you got the Rangers adding Kane. And Igor hasn't been playing well at all, but if he's able to turn it on, it's going to be interesting. Of course, as long as we have Vazzy in the net, we're going to be competitive.
Yeah.
But I like that from Cooper, sending a message. You think you do, you show nobody's above it. We can't get too complacent where you're just going to turn on the switch whenever, so.
Yeah, no doubt, man. No, it's very important. I'm not hearing enough about the Lightning, though, Josh, in the local paper, in my opinion, and they're not really publicizing them as much as they should. What do you think,
local,
Scott?
Local, really? The fact that you call it a pit, never mind. I'm just local paper, really.
You're not a fan of the Tampa mullet wrapper? Come on, man. It's great for the fishies.
Ever since Tom McEwen stopped writing,
he was awesome.
I'm done.
Now, you know what, though? I'm going to take that back a little bit. I'm going to do a shout-out to Mr. Romano. No relation to Ray Romano.
No.
I love that show. John Romano did a great job, in talking about the Bucks. Let's not kid each other. It is going to be a rebuilding year. We can act like it's not, but let's tell it like it is. And Tom Brady ain't coming back. Okay, who are you going to put at quarterback?
God, I hope not.
Yeah, exactly. And,
he could win mayor on a write-in, though.
Couldn't he, though? Yes,
he's
he could.
Endorsed by the wrong Young Republican.
The Young Republican said, give old Tom Brady a shot
they
of air.
Actually did endorse
you know what? We're kidding around about that. But you know who would have been perfect, Chase, for that? Is that if we could have got him to do it, but he has no desire. Tony Dungy would have been a fantastic mayor for the city.
Oh, wow.
You need a guy like that, I believe, to really turn things around in the city because, and Scott, let me pop it back to Scott here. Is there any nepotism in politics here?
None. No, okay. Not in Hillsborough County.
Okay, I just wanted to
not in sure. Hillsborough County. Do you realize there's a chance you're going to have a mayor and mother-in-law helping decide her fate and issues on the city council?
Oh, so there is nepotism. I misspoke. I'm sorry.
You look in every department of the bureaucracy of Hillsborough County.
Okay.
The nepotism is, I can't even say it's out of hand. It's gross. It is gross. And you've got people that get jobs all the way from commissioners' relatives to being grandfathered in. And it's amazing how quick they move up the ladder. But nepotism in Hillsborough County,
Chase, I think you got a little input on that.
Well, now we're getting recycled politicians. So Janet Cruz is her race to a Green Beret, and now she wants to run for city council. So what happens at that dinner table? I have no idea. But there's got to be some sunshine law violations involved.
It's just amazing. Now, I don't mind, seriously, moving people up the ladder and making it happen, Scott, in this department, because if you're qualified for the gig. I don't have a problem with the good old boy nepotism, all kidding aside, if you can get the job done and do it right. And matter of fact, you should be held to a higher standard to get the job done.
I'm a little ashamed of you.
I'm sorry.
Actually, if you're talking politics, if it's done right, if.
All right. I had an Uncle Joe moment. Folk, give me a break.
dude, we got people that have been in the same position for over 15 years. Really?
Term limits?
Yes.
Term limits instead of playoffs. Term limits. What? Oh, man. We got to take a quick time out here. We're having a great time.
Please,
sports,
we can talk sports. I'm getting nauseous.
The stem cell activation pads that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone, heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
What if I told you that you can now tour museums from the comfort of your own home? No more waiting in line, no more crowds, just you and all the art. I'm Kim Commando, America's digital pro with 3 virtual museum tours you can't miss. Now, while it doesn't compare to seeing the real stuff, you can now look at collections from all around the world. The Louvre in Paris is probably the most famous museum. It has fully virtual 360 museum tours. It's amazing. They basically map out the entire 15-acre museum. The best part is, you get to see the Mona Lisa without the big crowd. Next up, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, often called the Met, offers 200,000 works of art in its Google Arts and Culture page alone. The most famous painting here, The Death of Socrates. Now, let's venture to the National Gallery of Art. Take a stroll through the attached sculpture garden at this natural art museum in Washington, D.C. Fun times for sure. And for even more tech smarts, be sure to try my daily longer podcast, perfect for whenever you're on the go. It's called Kim Commando Today. What do you do when something just doesn't work? You Google it. Too often, that's a complete waste of time. You need someone to hold your hand. Maybe you're lucky enough to have someone to call for help or come over. But let's face it, they're too busy for you. Finding tech support online is risky. That's why I partner with top tech experts to give you 24/7 live support that you can trust. They'll fix your problems or there's no charge. I'm so proud to tell you about GetKimsHelp.com. Whether it's a problem with your Wi-Fi, printer, smartphone, computer, TV, smart speaker, or another connected device, the experts at GetKimsHelp.com fix most issues in 10 minutes or less. High-tech troubleshooting tools like virtual house calls let them resolve even the most complex issues quickly. So stop Googling. Have your problem solved right now. Visit GetKimsHelp.com. It's an affordable way to fix problems with the help from experts who you can trust. GetKimsHelp.com. GetKimsHelp.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free, 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Thanks for tuning in to AM860, The Answer. And we're having some fun talking about term limits and politics and things, but we'll get into sports. Baseball, Josh. I was looking at some old things. You and I have these fun debates with each other. What's right, what's wrong, what's fair, what's realistic. About 45 years ago, Mr. Mike Schmidt signed a contract for $2 million a year. Great third baseman, big home run hitter. And
only with pine tar.
Oh, no, that would be our boy George Brett. That's funny. Now, the equivalent of his $2 million back then, Josh, would be equivalent to $6 million now. Okay? And he was the best of the best. And I know we got some great ball players now, but now we're talking $30 million. Has it gotten to be a little too much? Is that what maybe is hurting society a little bit in this realm? The percentage of the way the money's gone up for athletes and entertainers is not in a fair conjunction with the rest of society. And I'll let you answer.
What do you mean when you say fair? Define fair in that sense.
Equating to the differential of pay back in the 78 for your average Joe versus your great ball player versus your average Joe now and your great ball player. There's a lot more disparity, and I don't think that's good for society, but that's my opinion.
I agree. Good for society, I would agree that it's not good for society, and that's a whole other conversation. But again, what we're talking about is earnings are based off of how much you generate for your employer, so this is just free market capitalism. So what you're saying right now, inadvertently, is that you think these long-term effects of free market capitalism are bad for society. That if you're connecting the dots of what you're saying right now.
Well, there seems to be no checks and balances, Josh. Go ahead,
so
Josh.
You think we need more regulation?
In some cases, I think we do.
Let me ask you a question, Patrick.
Go ahead.
Your field that you're in right now is insurance.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Which people would argue is bad for society?
If you were selling insurance and you're having a banner year.
Okay.
And you last year made $80,000.
Right.
But this year you made $300,000.
Okay.
You're maximizing your potential. You're making what you can make.
Right.
Well,
okay, I'll let you finish.
And then you say to the company, you know what, I'm going to leave. They're going to say to you, wait a minute, you just made $300,000. I'm going to make sure you stay and give you more money.
Okay.
You'd be okay with that. Why then? And Joshua and I have some philosophical differences on the, you know, the whole, I don't believe, you know, the hand on, hand up. But.
Again, I would look at the averages, Scott. You're using insurance, and that's cool. I don't have a problem with that. You look at the average of what insurance people make, and what did they make in 1978? That $100,000 today that I can possibly make, if things go right, realistic, okay, would be equivalent to $25,000 in 1978, okay?
I get it.
So in 1978, a ball player was making $100,000, okay? So it was four times, 25 to that. Me making $100,000, these guys are getting $30 million. I mean, the disparity is like...
I get it.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying, but if we are going to live in a free market and we are going to... And fans are willing to pay these prices.
I know.
Look, if I'm a professional player, I want to be able to make my $100 million over 5 years. You know what? Because why? I'm doing good at my job, and I want to be able to reap the benefits. So you know what? There comes a time, you know, where I'm making all this money, and I want to enjoy life, and I want to go sit out and park my car and watch the seagulls fly over the water because I'm making so much money and that's my life. Or I just want to go drink a cup of coffee and watch a sunrise or something because I'm good at what I do. Well, and then
I don't
penalize
I don't
me
wanna,
for it.
Beautiful. I don't want to penalize anybody. I just think disparity has taken its hold now. I mean, I don't. It's too much of a gap on a lot of things. Because, how's that good?
Good.
You
bad.
Can say it trickles down because I'd love to think this, Josh. Okay, to just take the other side of the coin. Okay, in this discussion, and that is. The guy who's making that $10 million, $20 million a year for 5 years, $100 million.
If he's throwing 30 touchdowns a year.
It's not even that. What I'm getting at is this, Scott. If he is, I get the concept of the realtor. He buys a $20 million home. Realtor makes some bucks. Can it trickle down? I sell him some insurance. That's a nice policy for yours truly. I get all that. But is it such a gap of the have and have nots that can cause problems when you don't look at these things wholeheartedly? Let Josh answer. Go ahead.
Again, you're talking about wage differences and class differences and, is there a gap? Should things be more equal?
It makes you wonder, man.
But again, if we're going to live in a free market society, baseball, because you keep talking about overtime.
Yeah.
Baseball as an industry has become extremely more valuable than it was back then because of the TV contracts and the proliferation of everything. The same reason that college basketball and college football, sports in general, the business of sports has exploded.
Yes, it has. That's a very good point.
And once again, it's still the owners of these teams that are cutting these contracts. No one's forcing them to. It's a negotiation. It's open-ended. And you're talking about trickle down. Yeah. I'd argue it's trickle up when it comes to sports because if the fans stop watching, then those TV contracts go away. If we stop gambling and playing fantasy football and making FanDuel lineups, then all of a sudden the business isn't going to be there. So it's very much a mutual relationship where, the dog wags the tail wags the dog,
It's amazing. Robbie, sorry we lost you there. Feel free to call back at 877-969-8600. You wanted to talk some hockey, and we can get into that. Chase, what do you feel about the discussion?
Just 2 points. One, Josh, you were talking about the trickle-down. Does that mean that if they're doing really well, that maybe the public shouldn't be involved in paying for the stadiums that the owners now make their millions at?
Oh, 110%. I think, that there's a lot of that where they privatize they socialize the losses and privatize the profits. That happens with that's sports in general, and it's not it's
but
not
when
right
they
at
come
all.
To the city and they want us to raise taxes on people to attract a sports team here, I got a problem with that, with public money being used for
absolutely.
That when they don't really, a lot of them, they don't contribute back, right? But then the second part, when a guy can't take his kids to go watch an American game like baseball, it's out of control, in my opinion. I'm just a regular guy. I'm not a corporation. I don't have access to write those tickets off that I give to my clients off of a business expense.
So they should have they should have low prices to cater to people who can't afford what the market sets?
Well, no, that would sound like equity. No.
What's the solution here?
Well, we talked about a little bit of regulation in there, right?
So...
Because I'm all for it. Because what's going to happen eventually when guys like me can't go anymore? And you know what? I'm not even going to watch it on my TV anymore because it's outrageous, or they black out stuff locally. That's a problem. And so when it implodes, as we alluded to a minute ago, eventually when those contracts implode because no one's watching, well, then we're back to ground zero.
Absolutely, if that happens. But the reality is the upper end, the boxes, the suites, more than cover enough of those average Joes. And again, I agree. I'm all for everyone being able to afford going to a game, but all I've ever been taught, all I've ever been known is free market, free market, free market. So to tell a billionaire that they have to keep prices lower just because, average Joe wants to go too, that's not usually the argument I hear in just about any other industry.
I don't think they have to keep prices lower. That's their choice. But don't come to me as a taxpayer, ask for money to help them, and... especially if my tax money is paying for a stadium for you to play in, if you think you're going to find a way to take this to pay-per-view where I can't even watch you, then you can forget public-funded stadiums. you can forget it all, because that's when you're going to see it go south. When they want our money so they can operate, but they're not willing to let us see the product, no, that's where you're going to see it collapse.
Well, and there's another problem too, Scott.
What is going to collapse? Just baseball?
No, I'm talking sports in general.
I would bet that against that every time.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. Boxing took a hit when they went to pay-per-view.
Look at boxing.
So he could have a problem.
And I hate to say it, but if you look at the MMA numbers, they're not what they were 2 years ago either.
MMA was the only thing available to watch a couple of years ago. MMA is exploding.
I'm not saying it's not exploding, but do you know why it's exploding? Because it's more available to watch now. Right. The MMA has gone more away from they still have their big pay-per-views, but they're also putting big, big fights on free TV now.
Yeah, they are.
They are causing that explosion by making it more accessible to more people.
Yeah.
I think Jake Paul, who just made a boatload of money and charged people a ton of money to watch all of his fights, it would be a strong counterargument to that. People are still willing to pay to watch.
No, I agree. They're still willing to pay, but what they did was they've done it in reverse. Back in when it was the Tough Man when it all first started, that was only pay-per-view.
Yep.
You couldn't see it on free TV.
I understand what you're saying, but this goes back to what I always say, that people want to have their beer and they want to watch their sport ball.
Yep.
And they're going to pay for it because they don't care about much else. When it comes at the end of the day, average Joe put in their 8 hours and commuted and all of that. They want to sit down on their couch and watch their tube. Like, that's it.
Hey, man, we're going to take a quick time out here. But before we do, I just want to do a shout out to Chase Harrison. He is running for City Council, District 1, okay? Air Force veteran for 20 years, Tampa police officer retired. Let's check the box for Tampa City Council. He's also owned his own businesses and helped out consult other businesses. So he hasn't been on the government dime all his life. So let's not try to play that one, okay? So the bottom line is, give the man a shot. I believe you'll be pleasantly surprised. Chase Harrison for City Council District 1.
Which is citywide.
Citywide, baby, in Tampa. All right, folks, when we come back, we'll finish up with a little spring training baseball, a little hockey, and a little March Madness.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Here's the latest from the Answer News Center.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Biden administration is close to tightening rules on some overseas investments by American companies. It's an effort to limit China's ability to acquire advanced technologies that the U.S. worries will improve Beijing's military prowess. An executive order is expected to be issued soon by the president that will limit American investment in tech that has national security applications, such as next-generation military capabilities. Many electric vehicle batteries lose their power when it gets really cold. That's something a lot of people who just bought those shiny new electric cars are discovering. EV models can lose 10 to 36% of their advertised range in temperatures below 20 degrees. And Amazon is pausing construction of its second headquarters in Virginia following the biggest round of layoffs in the company's history. The first headquarters is still on track. This is SRN News.
Sleep like AM 860, The Answer. Listen on our website, theanswertampa.com. 93.7 FM. W229 DJ Dunedin. By downloading the Answer Tampa app or on TuneIn or Odyssey. The latest from AccuWeather at the top and bottom of the hour. Only on AM 860, The Answer.
Today, we'll have times of clouds and sun with a high 84. Tonight, warm with skies clearing, the low will be 69. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a brief shower or two, the high will be 85. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy and warm with a low 69. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a passing shower and a high 83. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high 87. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Garrett Beck for AM 860, The Answer.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll-free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks. Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to AM 860, The Answer, The Sports Zone. Robbie, you've been very patient. What would you like to discuss about hockey, young man?
Yeah, how about them Buffalo Sabres beating the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Come on,
the
man.
Lightning.
We don't like that.
I'm a big Buffalo fan there, Pat.
Oh, you really are a Sabre fan? Okay. Well, if that's yes, how you
sir.
Feel, okay, that's cool. Sometimes I think you just like to hate on the home teams.
Pat, I'm getting fired up for March Madness.
Who's
and
your
I got
team?
A prediction. I'm Lightning. I like the Clemson Tigers, and I like Gonzaga.
Okay.
I like the Carolina Hurricanes today over the Lightning.
Wow. You think they're going to
go? Great show today, Pat.
Wow. I don't think so, man.
Yeah.
No, sir. The Lightning come back, man. Cooper turns them around. Okay. We'll see next Sunday, man. You and I'll talk about it. I hope they
okay, have a great day.
You too,
have
man.
Have a great show.
Thanks
yes,
a lot,
God
buddy.
Bless. Bye-bye.
You too, Robbie. Bye-bye now. All right. Well, I think they'll beat the Hurricanes. Josh, what do you feel? Do you think they bounce back, or are they going to be in a little downturn?
Second leg of a back-to-back.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not. We're in a bad slide right now.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, when the wheels do fall out eventually, because we're not going to be able to be a title contender forever. We're just not. I'm sorry, and I know it's going to be very difficult to accept. And so, it might be too late where we just might not have it. I don't know.
You got me laughing when you said Vasilevskiy earlier, and I'll tell you why. We had a great charity event yesterday for the city of Tampa, Paint Your Heart Out. You'll appreciate this. Chase, Mayor Greco was there. Now, there was a guy back in the day that really tried to do what was best for the city, to say the least. That guy's 89 years old, still shooting a shotgun and popping the doggone disc. I call him. The guys laugh at me. I just call him Frisbees just to be a smart aleck. But I tell you what, it's tougher than you think.
Yep.
I mean, my shoulder's feeling it today a little bit, but it was a great event. Raised a lot of money to help out veterans as well as people that really just can't take care of their house and get it painted. So Jerry Hansen, top shelf guy, his wife Pam, they do a wonderful job with Paint Your Heart Out here in Tampa, and I want to give them a shout-out for that. It was a great event up there, and that's what it's all
give
about.
Give a shout-out to, a very dear lifelong friend of mine, and Josh knows him out of Tampa Bay Sporting Glades.
Yes.
Mike Mesra.
Mike was there?
Who owns and runs that. I grew up, Mike and I were possibly the only two Jews in Tampa that grew up hunting. But he does an amazing job out there. The guy, what he's taken and built out there for, and it's not just that. He does so many fundraisers. And a shout out to Mike Mezer for all
no
he does
doubt,
out there.
There were three of them going on at the same time
yeah,
yesterday. How crazy is that?
That guy is the Energizer Bunny.
It used to be on Fowler. And then when they, the interstate and property, they moved it up there. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful piece of property. You feel like you're out.
If you get a chance, you talk about sports.
Yes.
And, the outlines. But there's something that you and your family could go ride around in a golf cart, do some shoot. It's a day. It's like, to me, up there, the way they have it set up, it's like golf. You're shooting, but it's like golfing.
It really is.
Going from station to station.
He's got three daughters, too, and one of them is actually an equestrian for her college at UT Martin,
Very cool,
racing horses and that sort of stuff. So No. Pretty always cool to hear about the different sports and just different things that people are getting into.
Absolutely.
We were talking about money and financial stuff before the break, and the thing that MLB...
Oh, I just want to... You'll appreciate this, and I'm sorry, Josh. Stay on that, but you'll like this because of you and I both liking fantasy and trades. You know, we had a lot of raffles and a lot of things. Well, a buddy of mine who's not into hockey at all, but he's into golf like it's going out of style, he won Vasilevskiy's stick that was signed, and another guy was a hockey freak. He's like, dude, I just won a four-player to TPC. Would you trade that? He goes, heck yeah, kid. And the kid was so happy. It was just, it was a cool moment. Talk about a trade that made everybody happy. I wish all our fantasy trades could go like that, Josh. So anyway.
That would certainly be nice.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, back to your point, please.
Y'all are usually very critical of players that negotiate for a new contract,
I don't want you to put words in my mouth. I'm not critical of the players. I'm critical of the system, what it's become, Josh.
Okay.
Well, seriously, that's the players.
No, if the owners
will. I'm critical. I'll go ahead.
He can absorb it. He is. Okay. We've had these conversations
before. Okay, because I'm not. I want the player to make as much, but it's, hey, if you're going to, anybody in their right mind, you give me $100 million to play something, oh, no, I won't do that. Come on, stop it. We're all going to do it. The real point I was trying to get to, and then please chime in against him, because we like, you know, battling with Josh, it's fun. And no, on a serious note, I just don't know I would never have imagined, Scott, and I don't think you could too, that it's gotten to this astronomical of a limit.
I wasn't even referring to today's show, more so in the past when we've had players, the Anthony Davises, Lamar Jacksons, the whatever it is, whatever situation, the contract holdout, where someone demands a trade or demands more money, they agreed to something, though they want more.
Yeah.
So this past week, the Caucasians cut Carson Wentz.
Yes, sir.
Pure cap move. No question about it. I mean, obviously, he wasn't good, but either way, they signed him to a longer deal. They cut him. So do you feel the same way when a team gives up on the player that you do when the player wants more money because they feel like they overperformed it?
That is a great question, Josh. Scott, did you want to chime in a little bit on the you're critical of the players, and then I'm going to hit you with a business question that has relevance to business and sports. Go ahead.
I think eyes wide open.
Okay.
You go in. I mean, Carson Wentz, you got cut. Mm-hmm. You know, there goes your money. You got cut. But you also got a huge signing bonus when you signed. You also made a lot of money while you were there, and your eyes were wide open. You didn't have to sign that contract.
Okay.
You did. So, do I feel bad for the Buccaneers because they got to pay Tom Brady's salary cap hit and all that? Oh, he retired. Do I feel bad? As a fan, I feel bad. Right. But do I feel bad for the Glazers that this was a move they made and it's costing them 30-something million over 2 years? Boo-hoo.
Well, the
boo-hoo.
Thing, it was it, a wor- here's
eyes
thing.
Wide open, baby, both ways.
I like that, and I'll say that, and then I'm going to hit you with the business question. And that is, was that worth getting a Super Bowl? A lot of people say, hell yeah, Patrick.
Yeah, of course it is.
I don't know about that, but
look,
okay.
We know with most teams, they're going to win a Super Bowl, especially in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to repeat. We know that.
Absolutely.
It's so hard to stay up there. It's so hard for all of that. Was it worth it? Sure. Did it invigorate this town? Did it get excitement going in this town? Of course it did. We spent a month talking about Brady throwing the Lombardi Trophy across the Hillsborough River. Of course it was worth it.
Okay.
But I don't want to hear the boo-hoo either way.
Right.
When we've got billionaires arguing with multi-millionaires,
it gets silly.
I don't want to hear the boo-hoo either way.
That's where.
Do I agree with it all? No. Do I understand it? Yes. So, Carson Wentz, I'm sorry. You're only worth $40 million now. I apologize.
But here's what I want to get out with you, Scott, on this one issue, okay? You're going to be the business owner. I'm going to be the employee, right? Now, traditionally, the class act to do is, Scott, give the name of your company, please, just so we can talk intelligently.
What, my food company?
Yes.
Ottomanelli Wholesale Meats.
Okay. So I'm working for them, and I go, Harrison Meats wants me. Okay, and they're going to pay me another 20%. So I'm leaving, have a nice day. Now, I don't agree with that, okay? I should give you 2 weeks' notice. I should give you a shot to match that, and we talk it out, okay? But if I don't give you the 2 weeks, okay, it is what it is. And here's the problem. I'd be chastised for that. Is that correct? For not giving you 2 weeks' notice, that's kind of the complimentary thing to do in the business world, right? I mean, if I'm wrong.
You might be talking to the wrong guy on that. Because
okay.
Owning a business for as many years as I have, if you want to quit, and you're going to another job,
good luck.
You can give me your 2 weeks.
Right.
You're leaving then.
Right. Well, the point I'm trying to make, I agree with you, Scott, because I've been on both sides of the coin too.
No, I don't want you there because I know you're not there for my interest anymore.
You know, or depending on where you are, you know. But here's the kicker, okay? I would get you might not, but you would have expected me, not maybe you, Scott, most business people would have said, you should have given, even Chase would agree, Josh would agree, you should have had enough class, Highland, to give them 2 week notice, okay? When is it the employer's responsibility to give somebody a 2 week notice if they're going to let them go? That never's talked about. There's where we're having our discrepancies in life.
I disagree.
Okay, go ahead.
I disagree. There's a lot of companies that lay people off and give them severance packages. You know that.
Okay, yeah.
Not all companies, but
here's
a
what
lot
I'm trying
of
to say.
Do.
Scott, I don't like your glasses. You're fired. Bye. Okay? That's BS.
Why?
Okay? Because it's not. Okay? Then it's not BS when I say I'm gone today. Bye.
No,
I
agree.
But how you can't just dismiss it. That's a fantastic point that Patrick just made. That it's always on the employee to give the 2 weeks. That's his expectation. And sure, yes, there are certain companies that give severance packages. It's not most.
Right.
Again, the average Joe. The person is not getting a typical big severance package or anything.
First of all, you and I both know, Patrick, the only reason most employees give 2 weeks is so the employer can't say, get out, I'm not paying.
It doesn't matter. They do it. That's the status. That's the society we live in.
But it's done so you get that last paycheck. Most people.
It does. You keep you're ignoring and bouncing around what he said. It is why is the employee expected to do this, but the employer isn't expected to do the same. It's the same. It's the opening question I just had with this. Why do we chastise the player for wanting to negotiate better for himself, but the team can cut bait whenever they want to?
I think they both get what they deserve. I think it's flawed to begin with, but me as an employer, you're asking me as an employer.
There's too many double standards, Scott. Period.
I know me as an employer, I will give. If I'm going to fire someone.
You will. I will.
No, what I'm saying
Chase
is I want you out of here today.
I know that.
I'll give you 2 weeks, but I want you out.
Can you acknowledge the double
standard? Are you guys giving any consideration on employment rules?
Right, that too.
Well, you're covered there too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true too. Good point on that, Ken.
If you quit.
Yeah.
You don't get it.
Right. That's why you give the 2 week notice and resign or say.
Or you have another job first.
Yeah. Or Ken, great point. Or you're going to leave saying it's a hostile work environment.
Yeah.
And so you can get the unemployment. Well, here in Florida, that's nothing to jump for joy over. Up in, the Northeast, it could be a good little windfall for you to get your affairs in order. But anyway, I know we got to take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to talk to Chase Harrison again about the City Council District 1 opportunity this Tuesday. We'll be back in a couple, and we'll finish out the show strong. Hang in there with us.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Highland with The Sports Zone, heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Dennis Prager here. Join me Wednesday, March 8th from 7 to 9 as my Great American Cigar Tour comes to Corona Cigar Company Lounge in Tampa. We'll solve the world's problems together over a great cigar. Platinum VIP ticket holders will get some exclusive time with me before the main event. This is an exclusive VIP event with very limited seating, so reserve your tickets today. Join me on March 8th by going to theanswertampa.com.
Bill Bunkley with something to think about. Every 11 and a half minutes, someone in America commits suicide. A veteran takes their own life every 65 minutes. And suicide is the third leading cause of death for 15 to 24-year-old Americans. Mental health stability is becoming more of a challenge each day as our tech-driven economic lifestyle is serving up an overload for many people. The COVID lockdown and staggering inflation are only adding to the challenge for some to get through another day. Thankfully, our historically active suicide location of choice, the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, has witnessed those numbers decrease with the new fencing and emergency call boxes. And now, with a simple nationwide suicide crisis number to call for help, 988, I believe many more will get the help they need at that critical moment. Please support your local crisis center. Their calls will be increasing. I'm Bill Bunkley.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks, thanks for hanging in there with us today. Talking a little sports, a little politics. I like to make the show fun. I hope you all enjoy it. You know, there's nothing really major going on, and we've got spring training coming, so the games don't count. Basketball, we're still waiting to see who makes the playoffs, and hockey, our Lightning also. So
I've got a fun one combining our politics and our sports.
Lovely.
We know Ron DeSantis has made a thing about going after Disney. He's been very vocal, very public about going after
the woke.
So here's
world.
Here's my hypothetical.
Is it Disney World or woke world?
Here's my hypothetical. What if Disney decided to be retaliatory, and all of a sudden they start offering NIL deals to these elite Florida prospects to get them to go to Clemson, Georgia, somewhere else out of the state. Whoa. Take them away from Florida, Florida State, Miami. You know, Mickey's got plenty of money.
Wow. Interesting, Josh.
Because that'll get people to turn on Ron real quick.
Wait, I don't know about
that. Say that again. What did I miss there?
It was pretty good.
All right, say that again.
Shorter, please. Because we only got 5 minutes.
Mickey, vengeful NIL deals. Mickey offering elite Florida guys to go to school out of state instead of here. Stealing prospects away from
just to
Florida,
stick it to
FSU. Yeah, just to get back at Ron.
Okay.
Because then people would, you know, people again, we're a football state. People like their sports ball here. It would get people to feel a certain way.
It'd be interesting. You think it would backfire, Scott?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Right now, and whether you like him or you don't, and I'm not passing judgment on DeSantis, but right now it seems to me in the public opinion polls, it's DeSantis 100, Disney 0 right now. And the only reason I say that,
depending on the subject, you're right.
Well, let's look at their attendance and finances over the last year.
Took a little bit of a hit.
A little?
Yeah. See?
A lot.
Yeah. Things are going to start changing back to more common sense because people have had enough. They really have. We joked around about it last week on the show, Chase. I know you were out campaigning, so you wouldn't have heard, but you might have seen it, you know, out and about. I know you've been busy as heck. We joked around and made comments about, you know, Aunt Jemima off the pancake box and off the maple syrup and then off of the, what's the other one? You know, some of these other cancer.
Land O'Lakes.
You know, yeah, exactly. But guess who? Nabisco with Cheez-It. Guess who they put on their box? RuPaul. Now, you know, you see, come on, man. I mean, here's where I have my problem. The hypocrisy, the double standards, the ridiculous. That's okay if you want to do that, but then it should be okay to go the other way, too. It's either both are wrong or both are right. That's what we need to get back to in this country. And I know if you get elected, man, which we're hoping and praying, you'll try to bring some semblance of that to the city of Tampa.
Absolutely.
Chase.
It's all about balance.
Thank you, man.
Right. So yin and the yang, we all got to get along.
That's what it's all about, man. We're not all as blessed and fortunate as the next guy. Let's look out for our fellow man a little bit, Chase. I know that's what you bring to the table. I hope people wake up and say, you know what, let's give this guy a shot. We need somebody different. We don't need the career politician. So, yeah, Chase, I'm wishing you the best, man. And, you know, just get out there, people, and vote. The polls will be open. Are they? They're even open right now.
They're open today. That's right. In fact, the inner city is doing a program called Souls to the Polls after church.
There you go, man.
So you got to get out and vote or nothing's going to change.
And then, yeah, exactly. You can't expect, you know what, folks, I'll share this with you. If you don't take an interest in politics, they'll take an interest in you. And if you don't vote, guess what? You are voting. People don't realize not making a decision is making a decision. I don't know why people can't see the logic in that. It's very sad, but it is what it is. And, you know, I just hope for the best. I like the way the Rays are looking in spring training, man. I think they're starting to hit the ball. If our pitching, I didn't need glass now to hurt his doggone, you know, belly, you know. I know it's a different muscle, folks. I'm just being cute. And, you know,
we talked about that last week, though. Staying healthy is going to be the biggest thing. We need him to be healthy. We need Wander to be healthy. We've got to stay on the field.
I need the pitching staff to win, you know, 70 games, and I need the hitters to win 20. 90 wins will get you in the playoffs, and then that's all you can hope for in Major League Baseball now. And I'm hoping, Josh, that we don't have the same Yankees, Dodgers, Astros type of thing. I hope we have a little change this year. And obviously I'm going to pull for the Rays being, you know, here locally. And I hope they can, you know, it's sad what happened in the playoffs last year. You know, there you go with the pitching, and it just didn't work out. So
I guess a quick rest in peace to Dave Wills, who was the radio broadcaster for 18 years, just passed away.
Yeah, he did a great job, man. He really did. I really liked Dave, and, you know, he was always nice to everybody, man. You know, anybody who would come by before the game, pregame, he always did a really nice job. So,
all right, real quick.
Go ahead.
Hero Zero. Who you got?
Hero for the week. You know what? All the baseball players who finished out the game without the umpires. I love that. I love that.
Joshua?
A zero would be Ja Morant because he's been making some awful decisions.
Yeah. Sad.
And a hero. I'll give it to Coop last night, being a coach, taking a stand, sending a message, benching the boys.
All right. Okay. I'll go with the same hero as Joshua. My zero is, because my son's into it now, the powerlifting, national powerlifting, allowing transgender men to lift in the same division as women.
What are we doing, folks? What are we doing, man? Let's wake up, America. God bless Tampa Bay.
Peace, Tampa Bay. Much love and peace.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.